out there in podcast land, and welcome to a very special edition of Spoilers, your movie review podcast where your hosts have lots of opinions but zero credentials. Today we are doing the Spoilies, our 25-episode award show where we look back and award certain movies with certain categories. I'm here joined by Adam and Maestro. Introduce yourselves.
Yo.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm wearing Versace.
I'm in a Calvin Klein tux.
And I'm not wearing anything.
Oh, this is going to be awkward.
We've recorded 25 episodes of Spoilers, and this is a pretty big milestone. This is a quarter of 100. So I felt like we should do something. So we're going to do an award show for the 25 movies that we've seen.
All right. Sounds good.
Winner gets a quarter back.
Yeah.
We've set up different categories. So let's just jump right in. First category, first award, I should say, best action movie. What are your guys' picks?
Tango and Cash, 1989.
Tango and Cash for action?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's fine. Event Horizon, to me, is the most action. The best action type of things. Uh-huh. So all the ones that were kind of action-y, I mean, Last Action Hero, action's in the title. For but it wasn't as action-y. I mean, I feel like Event Horizon had more substantial action that you like really cared about. Last Action Hero is kind of like, it's more comedy-based and whatnot. Olympus Has Fallen was pretty damn close, because there's a lot of action in that. But I still got to go with Event Horizon.
Okay, first off, all right, the only explosions that came from Event Horizon, when the ship exploded, that was it.
Right.
Okay. The next part about it is every single act of violence.
It's the most action. I mean, it's most action, not most explosions.
Action, exactly. The most action, that's what I'm talking about, the most action
okay. In
Event Horizon was when they were mauled. That was it.
No, dude.
Where?
When Dr. Weir goes crazy?
That last fight scene, that's it. The only fight scene?
The whole fucking ship is going crazy.
Yes, the whole ship. There's no person there.
Every single person is getting raped.
It's supposed to be a mentally disturbed, like, it makes everyone go crazy, but no one actually...
During those scenes, you're like sitting there like, oh shit, what's going to happen? It was intense, is what it was.
Yeah, it's a thriller.
Yes.
Not an action movie.
It was action-y, dude. Like, I was flying through space.
He wasn't flying through space. He was in fetal position.
The guy almost had his face ripped off.
Yeah. No, the guy was flying through space to get the fetal position, dude, to get him back inside. That's action-y. There's a freaking thing going all crazy in the middle, spinning around, and the guy's on fire. Ah! Nosferatu, whatever he is, getting all crazy.
So what's the difference between that and a horror movie?
Nothing. It's
exactly.
Action. It's action.
There's a genre for action.
Right.
There's a genre for comedy.
Okay.
There's a genre for thrillers. There's a genre for horror. You can't have both.
There's a thriller and a horror genre?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the same?
Well, there's like horror comedy. There's action comedy.
Exactly. But it's action comedy. We're doing the best action film.
Right. Yes.
Not the best horror action film. Not the best horror thriller action film.
I find it hilarious that you're getting caught up on specificities about things when all your explanations are about, it just happened.
It's only because I wanted to spite you.
Yeah, technicalities, man.
Well, this technicality is actually pretty logical.
For me, that was the best action out of all the movies you did. There's not a whole lot of action to go off of here. I mean, like I said, Olympus Has Fallen was probably the only one that would be.
There was more action in the Delta Force.
Yeah, but that wasn't good. It wasn't good action. That's what I'm talking about.
There's better action.
In Last Action Hero, there was action, but it doesn't come to the level of Event Horizon for me.
Yeah, because there's no horror.
No, because there's just an action. The action is different.
Okay.
All right. What do you think, Hollywood? What's your action?
Well, are you supposed to choose from the
If it's not Tango, it's Cash.
Cash, Tango.
Tango, Cash. It's my boy, dude.
All right.
It's Kurt Russell.
So basically, you're going to be the tiebreaker?
But I also like the cheesiness of the type of action, like the car chase through the parking structure where he doesn't give a fuck. He's running into all the car. Like, it's just the ridiculousness of the type of action.
Okay.
Like having a bomb in the bad guy's base.
Yeah.
And he sets it off while he's still in the base. Like, that all stuff's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my pick.
All right. So I guess Tango and Cash wins that one.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, if you give one, he gives one, and I give a separate one, there's really no winner. Well, by unanimous.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash.
We're going to try to come to an agreement of some kind.
Okay.
So Tango and Cash, I guess, wins that one.
Okay. Next award goes to the best horror film.
Ooh.
Some might be less horror-y than others, it could still fit horror-ish, horror-y. Okay. Adam, I think I know what this will be.
Event Horizon, my brother. Oh, yeah. Okay. Two times.
Okay, the options are from either The Purge.
Yes.
John dies at the end.
John dies technically.
That's why I said some are less horror.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, some are less.
John dies at the end.
We got the Purge. They live.
They live.
American Psycho is sort of.
Yeah, American Psycho. Horror.
Death Becomes Her could technically be.
Yeah, that's why I said there's a lot of options here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with.
See, anything else would be on there?
The Purge.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that would be all of it. Oh, Grabbers.
Yeah, we just did Grabbers, so.
Yeah, so all right.
I know that's not your pick.
No.
It's never going to be your pick.
That's never going to be my pick.
The Purge, just because?
You go to The Purge?
Okay, well, I was waiting for like a chance because everyone was going to talk. Okay, the reason why I chose The Purge is because there's a lot of like real
action?
Fear. A lot of real fear set into the fact that those people were going to die. They were going to get slaughtered. And it was just because everyone was wearing a mask originally.
Right.
It meant anybody could have been the killer. Anybody. Someone they did know, someone they didn't know. It was overall, anyone was your enemy. Right. Everyone was your enemy.
Right. Whereas in Event Horizon, your enemy is hell. Hell is your enemy. And you're more scared of strangers than hell.
And The Purge, that's a home invasion. Yeah. Home invasion is a subgenre of horror.
Yeah. Yeah. And not to mention, because it's also the safest place you always wouldn't consider yourself is your home / the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's where everything's being taken place.
All right.
Not a weird ship that's coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's scary shit.
Yeah, no, it's scary shit. Yeah, I'm just saying it's.
Horror.
Oh, the horror.
Okay. Mine. Where we're going, you don't need eyes.
Yeah,
Event Horizon.
Boom, chakalaka. Okay.
I love Event Horizon. That's probably my second favorite sci-fi horror movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Next to Alien.
Okay. Oh, Alien, yeah.
I just love the look of it. It looks very like a H.P. Lovecraftian, like the look of the ship and everything. Yeah. I just love the horror elements of it.
Okay.
Okay. Next award goes to funniest movie.
Ooh, okay, let's see.
This doesn't necessarily mean the best comedy.
Right.
This is just the movie that we saw that just made us laugh the most.
Okay. So let's see, what are the topics could be here? Maybe John dies at the end. Maybe Tango and Cash.
Double Impact.
Maybe Over the Top. Last Action Hero, I think, was an actual comedy. Pitch Perfect.
Is an actual comedy.
Death Becomes Her. I think that was a comedy too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Mean Girls.
Stolen.
Four Christmases.
Stolen. That was supposed to be action.
It's funny.
I know, but that movie's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Stand Up Guys, maybe. Grudge Match. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you go first, Hollywood?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Akka, excuse me? You want to go first? I got to go with my Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
Because it's a comedy.
Right.
And to this day, there's still jokes in it that makes funny. It just makes me laugh.
Okay.
It was really tied between that and Stolen. I thought I'd throw a curveball and do Stolen because that was just ridiculous.
Yeah. I pulled Stolen.
All right. You got Stolen?
Yeah.
All right.
That was hilarious.
Right. Accidentally.
That's actually my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Stolen Cage,
is my favorite episode.
Seriously.
So far.
I mean, honestly, Nicolas Cage movies, man, they just go nuts.
The reason that's my favorite episode is because Jester was here.
Okay.
And he didn't see it. So we're trying to explain it to him.
Yeah,
and he's like, wait, what? There's sewers in New Orleans? And we're like, yeah.
All right. I think funniest one was also Pitch Perfect. I gotta say. That was the most laugh out loud stuff. Because it was trying to be funny and it nailed it when it was trying to be funny. Not accidental, stolen bullshit. But The Last Action Hero probably would have been right after that. Also. Because, I mean, it knew it was being stupid.
Yeah.
And it was having fun with itself being stupid. So I enjoyed that.
Okay. This next category can go two ways. Most outrageous line and or scene. No, or scene. Most outrageous line or scene. So you can pick either a crazy line or a crazy scene.
Okay.
All right. You got my show?
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Can I go? I already know
mine. Right.
Okay. Even though I didn't like this movie, my favorite outrageous scene was the Keith David, Roddy Piper fight from They Live.
Because
that was just ridiculous.
Like, it went on for like
5-6 minutes straight. And it's like, ah!
All right, okay.
That was mine.
What about you, Adam?
Most outrageous is from John Dies at the End when he's trying to escape the basement and the doorknob becomes a penis.
I forgot about that.
Like, for no reason. Like, it had nothing to do with anything. The movie was kind of all weird altogether, but that just like, you could have done without that. There's no need to have the giant penis.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Literally hanging out.
And it doesn't explain, like, why, like, it doesn't help any move the story or anything.
No.
It's just there.
You're right. For no reason.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
For me, I have Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull with the sword fighting.
Oh, the fencing, over the, on the Jeeps?
On the Jeeps.
Oh, Babbo.
Yeah.
Pretty outrageous, pretty outrageous.
It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Not the fridge?
The fridge.
That's not a fight scene.
No, it's just outrageous.
Oh, that's true.
No, I just.
Oh, okay.
Well, because he went from like, it went from the sword fighting to the monkey swinging.
Right.
That was pretty much.
To the boat where you're like, why does everybody just have a boat?
To the boat. Yeah, no, no. That was an outrageous movie.
I think you can argue that sequence. You can make a case for that entire jungle sequence.
Right. I think there was too much outrageousness in Indiana Jones to be able to nail it down.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but no, I gotta. Roddy Piper, I still gotta go penis, dude.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Let's not use that sound clip
so
for anything.
I already said it. The fight and they live.
Okay.
So we have no clear cut. We have no clear cut winner.
Yeah.
I want to do this then.
Let's all get a participation award for this.
Yeah.
Everyone hands out. Everyone wins.
Yeah, everyone wins.
All right.
Everyone wins. The next one, best acting. Best acting. Now, it could be, a good example would be De Niro in Grudge Match, where he's a good actor and he had to work in a shitty role and he made you believe that he was a has-been boxer, like something like that, like a good, like, performance by somebody.
Okay. For me, I got Christian Bale in American Psycho.
Okay, that's a good one.
Because he played it so well that I actually hated him for being so douchey.
Yes.
And it just, it was a visceral reaction. Uh-huh. So seeing that person, like, that person exists in real life. And I'm like, fuck that guy. So he did a real good job at playing somebody that I really didn't like. So that's why he gets the best.
Okay. Maestro, are you ready?
Okay. For the best acting, it's really tough because, if he was playing himself, he'd be great.
I think I know what this is.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-oh. I think I know what this is.
Okay. The Scorpion King, The Rock.
Oh. Best acting?
Because if he was playing himself, it was perfect.
He was playing the Scorpion King.
No, he wasn't playing The Rock. He wasn't playing Dwayne Johnson. He was playing, like, Miyakulu or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Miyakulu. I don't know what his name was.
Then I guess it would go for... I'll go for the guy from Jurassic Park. What's his name?
Hugh Grant?
No.
Hugh Grant. Dr. Grant?
Dr. Grant.
Okay.
Not Goldblum?
Goldblum? No.
No.
Goldblum plays himself.
Okay.
Right. Well, but if he's playing himself.
Yeah, but The Rock plays it better.
I would like to see The Rock trying to do a Jeff Goldblum.
I'd like to see Jeff Goldblum trying to do The Rock.
All right.
Okay. Mine is, going to go to Pacino in Stand Up Guys because he made me believe that he wasn't as Pacino-y in his other roles. Like he was very Pacino-esque, but I just liked, like the dance scene really got me.
Like,
I just want to dance. I'm not going to try to get in your pants.
That was a good line.
That was a good line, scene. And just the quips he had. I enjoyed his performance in Stand Up Guys. I mean, I could have been a homer and said Kurt Russell and Tango and Cash,
but
I didn't. So I liked Pacino's performance in that movie.
I was going to say Bruce Willis also just because, but it wasn't.
You didn't want to be a homer?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of in that role. It was like.
Bruce Willis-y?
Yeah, it was nothing outstanding about it. It was him being awesome still, but I mean, I don't know. I still got to go Christian Bale.
On the polar opposite of that, we have worst acting. The worst acting performance of these movies. Now, it could be someone who's trying really hard, but it's just not good.
Like Stallone in every role.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, so, that's a tough
worst
one.
Acting performance.
You want to do it all together on three?
Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know the guy's name that I'm going to pick.
Let's just go one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam?
Whoever the clawfoot dude was in Stolen, the bad guy in Stolen.
Josh Lucas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awful. That was horrendous. Everything about that was, it seemed forced and I don't know if he's just not good at a bad guy. Maybe the character was supposed to be that just bad, but I couldn't, everything about that was cartoonish.
Yeah.
And like, this is not real.
And he went on his rants about the Civil War.
Yeah. It was like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah. I didn't believe him. I didn't believe him as,
a character in your world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if that was the intention, then fucking fantastic. He did a great job, but I feel like it wasn't.
Okay.
I feel like he was trying really hard to pull off this villainy person that he wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go next.
All right.
Mine is Little Mikey from Over the Top.
Ooh,
that stupid little kid. I hated that kid so much. He doesn't follow character. This guy is supposed to be a student in a military school.
Right.
And he's defying all authority.
Yeah. That's true.
He runs away. He talks to his elders completely disrespectful. His dad.
Right.
show me proof. You're not supposed to eat a food like that. Blah, 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 blah.
But is that bad writing or is that acting?
I didn't like his performance. Okay. This kid just bugged me.
Okay.
No, Dad.
That makes sense. For me, it's Delta Force. And not
Chuck Norris?
Not Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris was Chuck Norris in that one. It's fine.
Okay.
The whole Delta Force?
Yes, exactly. The whole Delta Force. Because they I don't know how long this movie lasted. And they just went from one thing to another and nothing ever got done. And until one of their guys died. And that was it.
I think I have to agree with Maestro on this one. Everything about that was bad. All the acting was bad. The terrorist did horrible jobs as a terrorist.
Yeah.
The main guy with the big eyebrows, he didn't do.
Yeah.
I didn't believe him as a sergeant.
No.
Okay. All right. I'm with Maestro. I'll change my vote.
Oh. So Delta Force wins.
Delta Force.
We have a winner for the worst acting category.
Yes. All of them. Everybody in that whole damn movie.
Before we move on to our next awards, we had a show last night. And we couldn't get to it, but we're just going to give you the quick run through of what they are.
Okay.
So best musical was Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Best ponytail in a movie, Steven Seagal in Above the Law. Most confusing ethnicity was the taxi cab guy in Stolen. We weren't sure if this guy was Middle Eastern or black or white or European or something. The most necessary use of a comb, Shia LaBeouf as Mutt in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. The most Bruce Willis-y moment was in Death Becomes Her when the doctor's like, she's dead. What the hell does that mean?
What the hell does that mean?
So those were our quick awards from the previous night that we couldn't get to.
Right.
So we're showing some love. I honestly didn't think Steven Seagal's movie would get any, but we're halfway through the awards show. The next spoilie is most anticipated. So this is the movie you were most anticipated to see.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, yeah, most excited. Like, we're watching this for this spoilers. You're like, get on it.
This one was difficult because this is a bad movie, a movie review podcast that focuses on bad movies.
Right.
So when you hear one, you're like, eh. So this one was a little tough for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we'll just barrel through it. Okay. Anyone want to go first?
For me, it was Olympus Has Fallen.
Okay.
Because
you
that
wanted
one,
to see that?
I did want to see that one. Because I like Gerard Butler, and also it has the Aaron Eckhart, which I also like a lot. They're both Gerard Butler, I like him a lot, I think, because, well, it started with the 300, but then once he was also, Phantom of the Opera was a big turning point for me. Once I knew he did that role also, I was like, what
the hell?
As
soon as he hit musical, I was like, oh, yeah.
Like, oh, it's just like that. He's a cool dude, man. He's a cool dude, man.
This is not helping you.
No? No, because I like Gerard Butler and I like Aaron Eckhart because of Two-Face, another big fascination of mine. Mm-hmm. So seeing them together, I'm like, all right, about the White House exploding, it's got to be a good movie. So I was excited to watch it.
That's true.
Didn't turn out as well, but I was excited to watch it.
You were really excited. Okay. I was really excited to watch The Grabbers, mainly because I would love those campy movies.
Dude.
I've always loved the campy movies. I've always loved them.
Okay.
It was funny, and I enjoyed the like little quips they had about the racial remarks, the drinking, the excessive amounts of like.
Okay. So out of all the movies that we watched, you saw Grabbers. Yeah, fucking Grabbers. I'm gonna watch the shit out of that.
What do you mean?
That was your reaction?
No, it was like once I saw exactly what it was about, I'm like, oh, dude, I want to watch this. I really do. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
My most anticipated was it. I've seen the majority of these movies, so I can't really use that saying, oh, I've never seen it, so I want to watch it. Mine goes to Pitch Perfect, and here's why. It's because I thought I was going to torture you guys with a musical, and then when I get here, Adam and Cowboy are like, yeah, we love musicals. We can't wait to review this movie, and I'm like, fuck. And I had pages of notes ready to defend this movie.
Nice.
But I was most anticipated for them to suffer through that.
Okay.
But the suffering never came.
It came to you because now you're like, oh, because
now I'm like,
Yeah, because we were like busting his balls the whole time. Like, before we started recording, we're commenting in our thread that we communicate, and we're like using all the
excuse me.
Yeah, all the stupid little shit that they say in the movie. And it sounds like we're talking shit, but, well, I was talking shit. But I did ultimately enjoy it, though.
The next Dundee is for the least anticipated movie. This is when you heard it, you were like, oh, I don't want to watch that.
Okay.
I would like to go first on this one.
All right.
Mine for least anticipated, right now I heard this, I was like, oh, I don't want to watch it. It was for The Tourist.
Really?
I never saw it, and I'm not a big Johnny Depp fan, and
You're
just
not
thought
a big Angelina Jolie fan
I
or?
Just thought Well, she's all right. Yeah. I just thought that it'd just be another Johnny Depp where he's weird role, like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm Johnny Depp. I'm trying to be myself again. Right. I wasn't really anticipated to see it, but there was one person in there. The minute I saw him on screen, I'm like, I'm in. It was Timothy Dalton, who okay. was the ex-Bond.
Oh, yeah, Bond,
he was
right.
the head of the whatever, Scotland Yard.
Yeah.
So I wound up liking the movie. I was just, at first, I was like,
okay, interesting.
I didn't want to watch that.
Your turn, Adam?
Yeah, because that got bad reviews, too, so that probably didn't help.
All of our movies did.
Yeah, oh, true. No, but I mean, like, in the media. Like, mm-hmm. when it came out, nobody liked it. For me, least anticipated, Grabbers. God damn it, Maestro.
That's our newest one.
I know. I knew it was going to be that kind of movie. And I know that's Maestro's genre. That kind of music with the craziness. And you too, a little bit, with the Sharknado
stuff. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I knew it was going to be that kind of movie. I'm like, I hate that shit. I hate it.
The more it fuels his anger, it just fuels mine more, like, it just makes me want to watch more of him now. It makes me stronger.
And you, Maestro?
Me. I was actually really not really interested in watching the...
So when he said you had your movies picked out, you meant...
I forgot about this one. Okay. I saw best acting, I just didn't go to the worst.
I see. Mm-hmm. You missed a slash.
Yeah, I missed a slash.
Okay.
There's no more slashes after this one.
Yes.
Right. So hopefully you're ready.
Yeah. mine was Over the Top.
Least looking forward to?
Yes.
Okay.
It Over the Top, dude. It was like freaking a wrist. That was all it was. And believing in the fact that if you wanted it hard enough, it'll happen. Not by course of work.
Yeah, no, but you found that out after watching it, though.
Dude, as soon as I found out it was about arm wrestling, I'm like, what is this about? Really?
Okay. That's a good point.
I'm like,
how are you going to make a movie out of this?
Stallone's a trucker doing arm wrestling. This sounds like it's a great show.
All right.
Like, the sarcasm in my voice is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, yeah, I understand.
The next Dundee, most surprising. This is a movie, whether you knew it was good or bad, you were surprised when it was over.
Okay.
It was most surprising. I would say most surprising in a positive way.
Right.
Positive? Because there were movies on here where, think that maybe it'll be good, and fuck, that sucked.
Right.
That
surprised me. The next category is the...
Yes, the opposite of that.
Is the opposite of
that. That's really close to what you were talking about earlier, but the whole thing about the... I was really uncomfortable or unhappy with it, and all of a sudden...
With the tourist?
Timothy Dalton, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't win this one.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go first again.
Okay.
My biggest surprise was Stand Up Guys.
Okay.
Me and Adam saw this, and we thought this was going to be another dumb old guys got to get together for one last job.
Yeah.
Pacino in his Pacino mode and walk-in mode, and we were busting up.
Yeah.
There were so many one-liners and quips.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
By
the way, that's my choice also. Okay. Surprising. Stand-up
really?
Guys. Yes.
Stand Up Guys.
The mic.
We didn't see it.
Exactly. Yeah.
like he was saying, you come in with a notion. First of all, when you get this many good people together, I'm always like wary about it.
Yeah.
Like, why you need a big cast because the movie's gonna be shit.
Yeah.
Generally, Ocean's 11 is an exception to that.
Okay.
But like for most movies that have that kind of big ensemble, it can't be good. So, but then watching it, it was actually pretty damn funny.
Okay.
I liked it.
I actually enjoyed Reindeer Games.
No. Oh.
It was a lot of fun. I didn't expect it because I wasn't a really big fan of Ben Affleck from the very beginning. And the stuff that he did, the little snippets he pulled, it was actually kind of enjoyable. I actually ended up watching the whole movie and like with a smile on my face. It was kind of weird. Didn't expect that.
As Rudy. Because it's Reindeer Games, Rudolph.
Yeah.
Hey-oh.
See, I didn't catch that until later. That's another surprise right there. Yeah.
Next category for the Dundies, not the Dundies. Yeah. This isn't Dunder Mifflin. No. For the spoilies.
Yeah.
Was fine. The biggest letdown. This is the movie, whether you thought you've heard good things or bad things, you were just let down like, ugh, this movie sucked.
Yeah. For me, that's Delta Force.
Really? Delta Force.
Wow. I was expecting Chuck Norris and his Chuck Norris, like, aura.
Uh-huh.
And it was, meh.
Okay.
So bad.
Think about it this way. They expressed it very well in Eurotrip. When the guy was getting all like, thought he was getting high on like special brownies.
Yeah.
He says like, I watched a gay porno once, but the girls never came. It's like that. It's like the anticipation for awesomeness never came.
Right. There's all these jokes, this whole culture built around Chuck Norris. That's what I'm expecting.
Yeah.
For this to be like, that's why he's got his own website about all the cool things he does.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That website should be taken down.
You ready, Maestro? Or would you like me to go?
Oh, it's just a Delta Force, too.
With me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Delta Force is the winner.
Yeah.
Adam, I'm shocked. My biggest letdown is They Live. And
yeah.
Here is why.
Okay.
It was directed by John Carpenter. John Carpenter directed my favorite horror movie of all time, Halloween.
Okay.
He's directed my three favorite Kurt Russell movies, The Thing, Escape from New York, and Big Trouble in Little China. The guy's like a god in the genre world. Mm-hmm. And I heard so many good things about They Live. Roddy Piper's a badass. You know, I ran out of bubble gum and
yeah.
kick some ass.
Yeah.
I heard so many good things. So many people say it's this cult classic. And for the first 30 minutes, nothing happens. Nothing happens.
Not a damn thing.
And then when that finally starts to get interesting, they just rush it in the end.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed by that one.
Yeah, it was going to be They Live. Had Delta Force not been on there, it would have been They Live by far. But just Delta Force was just so god-awful all the way through.
The same song over and over again.
The same patriotic music happening every time somebody even like smiles the camera. Uh-huh. Like, hey, here's it stop someone from littering. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
You got all kinds of like, and the same exact, all right.
Yeah.
They Live was bad, but it kept me.
It wasn't repetitive.
Yeah, it kept me involved at least a little bit out of curiosity.
It had interesting ideas, like this is your god now with the paper.
There was some interesting parts to it. It was still a shitty, shitty movie.
Yeah.
But I was watching it like, all right, what's happening next? What's coming up? Delta Force was like, please end. Just fucking end.
Okay. The next award.
By the way.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You mentioned Halloween.
Yes.
We should mention that we did record an episode on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
But because of the system went down, we lost that episode. It was a double whammy with Halloween.
And Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat. If Halloween was on this list, that would have been my biggest letdown.
Okay.
Because that.
I do remember you.
For the same reason. Yes. This is hyped up. It's so hyped. It's like the best movie. It's your favorite movie of all time, for Christ's sake.
Horror movie.
Yeah. And it's just, everyone always talks about Halloween, how great it is, how Michael Myers is scary as shit. And then I watch it, and I'd never seen it before. I'm like, this? This is what everyone's all crazy about? Everyone's wearing these Mike Myers masks. They're all on sale, everything, because of this. It was probably because I watched it so late in life. It's so outdated and like this. There's the fucking, no.
Yeah.
Mm. It's okay, Adam. It's okay.
That's like an honorary.
Yeah, honorary mention. One.
Okay. Next is best nickname. Now, when we say best nickname, okay, so we usually don't go by the character names in a movie. We usually reference him as something else he was most famous for. Best example is we like to use Dr. Grant a lot.
Right, for Event Horizon.
Yeah, so when we're watching Event Horizon, we say Dr. Grant.
Right.
Or if we saw...
not so applicable when we're watching Jurassic Park, because he's actually Dr. Grant.
Yeah, yeah. But like that, like when we have to use a nickname to reference somebody,
right?
That's what we mean. So who would like to go first with this one?
For me, it was from Double Impact when we did the Van Dammes.
Uh-huh.
Where the way we distinguished them was like, I forget the exact name, but it was like curly hair and like suave or something, or like a preppy versus, whatever the other guy.
Yeah. Thug or whatever.
Right. Cause I don't even know what their names were. It doesn't matter. It was bad overall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But that was my favorite nicknames.
Well, for me, it was the Scorpion King, The Rock, straight off the bat, right?
Okay.
There.
All right. Easy one.
Yeah.
Mine's Dr. Grant. Cause I was first.
Okay.
And I think that was the first time we ever referenced another character.
Okay. Was it? Interesting.
Yeah, yes,
it was.
So.
All right.
Because like Stallone, we just call him Stallone.
Right.
You know, but I just like that idea of Dr. Grant. And I want to watch the Escape Plan with Stallone and Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
And Dr. Grant's in there.
Oh, is that right?
and he plays a doctor, a medical doctor.
Nice.
So I already know Dr. Grant is coming.
Put on the subtitles.
What do you mean? Get down. Okay. Next is... Next is the biggest turnoff moment.
For Adam or for us?
This is for everybody.
Okay.
So let us refresh you if you don't already know.
Yeah.
Adam has a moment of the movie where if he wasn't forced to watch this movie, he would turn the movie off because of this scene being so ridiculous.
Yeah. Or just kills everything.
Yes. So, Adam, we'll save you for last.
Okay,
This was you started this.
Right. Why don't you go first then?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. My biggest turnoff moment where... if I wasn't forced to watch this movie, I would turn it off on how ridiculous it is, was the Nuke the Fridge.
Nuke the Fridge.
Where Indiana Jones survived a nuclear blast hiding out in an old school fridge.
Yep.
Because that is not the Indiana Jones I know.
Right. Yeah,
this
exactly.
is not the Indiana Jones movie that I grew up watching, and that's ridiculous. That replaced Jumping the Shark as the new term of
jumping
when something
shark?
Gets
right.
ridiculous.
Nuking the Fridge. Yeah, I like that.
For me, it was what's it called? Above the Law.
Oh, it won one.
Oh, look at that.
In 1988.
Placing.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's because It's Steven Seagal playing Steven Seagal playing Steven Seagal. playing Steven Seagal.
Right.
Only the difference, he has uses the word Gino. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
Other than that, I was like looking at it, it was just like him just with one face the whole movie. And it just, I don't know, just like seeing those movies in the past, now looking at his face for this movie, I'm like, I just want to turn it off right now. Simple as that.
For me, it was a toss up. Again, there's a lot of repeats in my list here, but, the penis thing, then jump dice at the end.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, again, what the fuck?
It's like, so that's the winner? Or
no, it's a tie.
Toss up, okay.
Well, that's a very close second.
Okay.
To, again, from, Stolen, the dude with a claw foot. It's like, he was bad, like, all right, he's shitty as an actor already, I already hit the guy. He steps out of the car, and that foot hits the ground. I'm like, fuck that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They just took this guy from, like, being bad to, like, they nuked his fridge
yes.
into, like, a whole new level. Like, wow. You're really trying to make this movie something, like, it's never gonna be.
Cause all he did was got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
You'd have to give him, like, a
fine.
Pirate leg.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Why a hook? Prosthetic, fine. It's a fake leg with a pants over it. Mission accomplished. No, a fucking claw? It's like one of those crazy, like, what the runners had to have no feet wear with
yeah.
the antler or whatever. Like, there's no point in that. It's uncalled for. I couldn't believe that.
Do you know what my close second, a very close second turnoff moment for me was? It wasn't when over the top and he goes, arm wrestling, it's all about wanting it.
Yeah.
It's not about trading. It's not about strength. It's mm-hmm, about wanting it.
If you want the hot enough, you get it.
It's so bad. So bad.
Our last two of the night. Overall, do you want to do overall worst? We should do overall best.
Okay. Because
this is about bad movies.
Right.
So we should do overall worst last.
Okay.
Overall best movie. The one you like the best overall.
Okay. Right.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
For me, it's The Purge.
Okay.
Mainly because they did it so well and they with the least amount of money. It's just overall, it's just good directing pretty much.
Well, let me tell you why I disagree with you, Maestro. The Purge, great concept. I feel like they could have done so much more with that than what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They were the whole law is off the books. All right, let's see what happens in this one house. Let's see the city. Let's have multiple maybe vignettes of different things happening all over the place. Then it would have been fucking amazing. But it was all in one house with one family, and it's just like
that would have been a long movie.
Fine.
Well, that's long the movies sequel. Aren't bad. The sequel now is going to be.
There you go.
See, they're correcting the mistake they made.
Yes,
even better.
They must have heard the show and said, "Hey,
right?
These kids are onto something."
Because when I first heard the premise of The Purge, I was like, "Fuck, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing." Then I watched it, and like, "Oh, come on, come on."
Oh, they only made like 20, they only spent like 20 grand on the movie, right?
No. Not 20 grand.
Come on.
It was like 10 million or less.
No, I mean for the prep.
What?
For the house, everything, that was it, pretty much it, right? I mean the acting and stuff, I'm just saying like for sets and stuff like that, only 20 grand, right?
No.
I think that's made up.
I think that's too little.
Then I have no idea what I'm talking about now. I thought it was 20 grand.
That movie
grand
must
for the
have
set.
Been like $10 million total.
No, I'm not talking about the actual set itself. It only was 20 grand, that's all I heard.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure.
All right. Anyway. What do you got, Hollywood? What's your favorite?
Okay. My overall best movie in this 25 run. Okay. I know it's Pitch Perfect, but I'm not going to pick that. I already know because I had a bias of that going into this show.
Okay.
I only mentioned it to torture you guys. I think you guys fucking like it.
All right.
God damn it. Mine is just for the ridiculousness of it, and it just takes me back to the old school action movies from when I was growing up, is Olympus Has Fallen.
Okay.
I love the concept. Right. White House is down. We got to send in one guy to take him down. The
right.
action was ridiculous. Everyone's a headshot. Every kill's a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Gerard Butler is a good action guy.
Yeah. There's a lot of head trauma in that movie.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
If it wasn't a gun, it was like a knife or a fucking chair, I think, at one point.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my overall best because it takes me back to the old school action days.
Okay. Well, now I feel bad for my choice. Because it is, it's easy. I came in, this being my favorite already.
Okay.
Yeah, Event Horizon.
Okay.
I came in, that was my favorite movie that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite horror movie, favorite, I guess, action. Maestro?
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, favorite action, my brother.
What?
No.
I understand. What?
Yeah, okay. No, but yeah, so Event Horizon was my favorite movie before all this, and it's still out of these lists. I mean, of course it's going to top it. I guess I feel like that's cheating. Since you chose something else besides Pitch Perfect.
You can't have the bottom and the top.
That's okay.
All right.
That's okay.
No, I'm gonna stick with that.
Okay. We have an individual award to give.
Yes.
This award goes to someone who we've seen the most. Right. Most spoiled.
Most spoiled.
We've seen this person.
He's gone bad.
We've seen him 3 times in our 25 movie run. He was seen 3 times.
Okay.
He's well known for
only
making
three?
Bad
I feel like
movies.
It was a lot. I feel like it was a lot more.
No.
I'm gonna say 3.5.
Okay, fine. 3.5. Okay. Okay. The winner for most spoiled, Sylvester Stallone. He was in Tango and Cash. He was in Over the Top. He was in a poster in Last Action Hero.
Yeah, as Schwarzenegger.
As Schwarzenegger in Terminator.
Yep.
And he was in Grudge Match.
Right.
So he is our winner of most spoiled.
And I'm sure there's more to come.
Yes.
There is going to be more to come.
There will be more
guy.
Stallone to come.
He's a spoiled favorite. Yes.
And now the biggest spoily of the night. The biggest award for movies about a podcast about bad movies.
Yes.
The overall worst movie in this 25 episode run.
Do you need a belly roll?
Belly roll?
From Pitch Perfect? Get it? No? Never mind. Don't worry.
There's some good ones here. Okay.
Yeah, this is,
okay,
this
wait,
is,
hold
is
on.
Tough.
Before we give ours, here, I probably think the top five. If I had to narrow down the top five,
okay.
This
we'll
is what I think.
Top five then?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you could pick your winner. I'm just saying, like, these are most likely the candidates.
Okay.
Like, if we had to pick nominees,
right.
These would be our nominees.
Mm.
Probably John Dies at the End.
Yep.
Probably They Live.
Yep.
Probably Delta Force.
Yep.
Probably Stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Grabbers.
Yes.
For two of the three of us.
Yeah.
Those are the favorite. Like, if these were the Vegas
absolutely.
Odds,
yes.
I think Delta Force would be 2-1 odds. Like, I think that's the betting favorite.
Yeah.
All right, let's start. Who wants to go first? I'll go first. For my overall worst movie is John Dies at the End.
Okay.
Because it opened up with such promise that it was going to be like Ghostbusters, where these guys are going to go on these crazy adventures and stop these demons
yes, it
and
really did.
Monsters. And the movie just got too weird, where I couldn't understand anything. And on South Park, they make a really good joke where they make fun of Inception. Where
okay.
Stan, at the end of each episode, you know how Stan
yeah.
goes, well, actually, the thought of the day is it's like
monologue.
That.
Yeah.
It was for when they make fun of Inception. He goes, just because a movie's really confusing doesn't make it really good.
Right.
That's how my thoughts on John Dies at the End. And also because I'm really into horror, and this was on everybody's top 10 best horror movie list of 2012.
It was? Oh,
yeah,
boy.
It was like in the mid-range, like 5, 6,
okay. Still, it shouldn't be
7
on the list.
Range. That's mine. John Dies at the End.
Mm. Yeah. The reason that one, I didn't choose that one, is probably solely because of Paul Giamatti. That's the only thing. Because
mm-hmm.
I enjoy him quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And his character was interesting enough to bump it out of that character, out of that super awfulness. But
okay.
It was real bad. I mean, I can't get over that goddamn penis for no reason. It's really upsetting.
Maestro?
For me, it was a close. I mean, I was going to go for John Dies at the End as well, but what really got me annoyed was Over the Top.
Wow. Okay.
Over the Top. The kids drive a freaking semi, all right?
Yes. 14-year-old.
14-year-old, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, he's driving a semi. The whole thing about the hat and the thumb, the weird...
I get you.
His last name is Hawk, but then people call him Hawks.
Yeah.
You never know what his last name is?
Huh.
Hawks.
Right. All right. For me, had it not been for this, it's Delta Force. Delta Force is the worst because everything about it was won so many bad shit already.
Yeah.
Biggest letdown. The worst actor.
Yeah.
Was the whole movie.
Yeah.
I mean, They Live would have been there. It would have been They Live because that felt like a superb waste of time. I felt like after watching it, like I didn't need that. I didn't need that. And then Delta Force comes in, and and a lot of it has to do with the expectations of this is going to be Chuck Norris and this is going to be great. And then for it to be all over bad, the terrorists were horrible. The horrible terrorists. The short compassion for people. They were training the same day of the attack. Like this, the whole thing was just it was bad. I feel like. No, there's nothing good about it. I was going to think maybe they thought the name, Delta Force, that sounds cool. Let's make a movie about it. All right, now what?
Training.
Like you say, yeah, there's nothing. There's nothing there.
Lots of training.
The only good thing about that would probably be his mustache, which is pretty epic. That's about it. His Chuck Norris mustache. That's all.
Don't forget the beard.
Right.
And the lack of it at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was weird. That was weird.
That was like the best. I think that might have been the best surprise, really.
Yeah. When he had only the mustache.
It was I'm like, what is that? Who is that guy?
Yeah. And then the beard came back like, all right, here we go.
Where'd the fist go?
That's what I was expecting. When I first saw it, when it was just the mustache, I was like, what the fuck is this? And then once you cut to him with the beard, I'm like, oh, it's on now. Now we're going to see Chuck Norris doing Chuck Norris.
Right, and nothing.
There's like one kicking scene. What the hell, man? Nothing about that was Chuck Norris. Yeah, so that's my worst.
So what would you say won the most Delta Force?
Delta Force, Delta Force. Yeah. It was a runaway loser. and or winner, I guess, depending how we're calling this.
Overall winner is Delta Force. Because you know how after the Academy Awards, Titanic won, swept the awards with 11 wins, 11 nominations. Right. Delta Force, didn't sweep the awards, but...
No, they sure got damn close.
They're the favorites.
That's wanting.
Yeah.
That was the spoilies, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the contribution. Thank you for listening for these first 25 episodes.
Yep.
And after episode 50, we'll throw another edition, the sequel, because this is a movie podcast. Yes. All movies always have sequels. We'll do the sequel. I was about to call it the Dundies. The spoilies part due.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, what most anticipated from now on, what movie would you like to do? Something that's on your radar that you think we should do, whether it's good or bad, a favorite of yours. What something do you want to do in the next 25 episodes?
Putting you on the spot here.
Yeah, we'll edit out the pause.
Oh, I already said mine. Escape Plan.
Escape Plan.
Because it's the most spoiled with the guy who's probably going to be our next most spoiled, Schwarzenegger, in one, and it has our boy, Dr. Grant.
Right.
Okay. And it's actually good.
Is it?
I enjoy it quite well. You just can't understand what the fuck they're saying.
Okay.
Rush Hour.
Rush Hour. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah?
Okay. For me, I want to do Face Off. Because I know it's a bad movie, but I love it to death. And I feel like that could be fun because...
Hollywood.
It's awesome.
Face Off and Con Air would be a good, like, double feature.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. All right.
And Nick Cage might be the new Dundee.
Oh, all right.
Not Dundee. Most spoiled. God damn Office.
You just watched The Office today or something?
Because your coffee book says The Office and I keep looking at it.
That's true. All right. Very cool.
Well... That's it, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to watch any of these 25 movies, they are available on Amazon. Right, Adam?
Yes, they are. Go to our website, click on the banner, and it takes you to Amazon. You can do your shopping as normal, and it doesn't cost you anything extra, but it helps out the show. Also on iTunes.
Yes.
Right, same premise.
You know what would have been a good category that I didn't even think of?
What?
Best or worst montage.
Oh.
That would have been Delta Force 2.
Montage.
Delta Force 2.
Montage.
Yeah, Delta Force training montage.
Yeah. All 500 of them.
Then it would really swept the awards.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Well, keep listening to the shows on the network. Enjoy spoilers, the main spoilers. We'll be back doing the normal episodes after this one. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what's up next, but it'll be a bad one or a good one.
Right.
It's so good it's bad.
Right, exactly.
So bad it's good. Until next time, this is Hollywood.
I'm Maestro.
I'm Adam.